Chief White House strategist Steve Bannon is out. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, said in an afternoon statement today, quote, White House Chief of Staff John F. Kelly and Steve Bannon have mutually agreed today would be Steve's last day. We are grateful for his service and wish him the best, end quote. Well, could others be on their way out the door? Looks like top White House economic advisor Gary Cohn will stay in his job for now, according to a number of news reports. There had been rumors that he might leave earlier this week after the New York Times reported that he was, quote, disgusted and upset by President Trump's reaction to the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Michael Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News, and he joins us now from New York. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so Cohn was standing behind the president during that news conference earlier this week when Trump said that there had been blame on both sides for what happened in Charlottesville. Gary Cohn's also Jewish, so tell us more about when the rumors of his possible departure erupted. Markets tumbled. What was going on?
Well, from Wall Street's perspective, Gary Cohn is considered a very positive influence on the president. He's probably the advisor that Wall Street knows the best and was most comfortable with, mainly due to his time at Goldman Sachs, where he had a very public-facing role. He would present at investment conferences and write op-eds and that sort of thing. So investors knew his thinking very well, and they believed he'd be an advocate for business-friendly and frankly, Wall Street-friendly policies. But he's also considered a pragmatist and someone able to make things happen without getting too caught up in controversy.
Mm. But how much do we know about Gary Cohn's actual influence on the president? I mean, if Steve Bannon is out today, what does that mean for someone like Cohn?
Well, you know, there were reports of friction between Bannon and Cohn. But part of, I think, the reaction on Wall Street yesterday was the worry that if Cohn did leave, that Bannon would take on a bigger influence on the president. And remember, Bannon was out this week in an interview with the American Prospect, strongly advocating for a trade war with China. And that's obviously something that's going to make investors very nervous. It's interesting today when the news started trickling out that Bannon was going to leave the White House, first in a report from Axios. The stock market was down pretty strongly early in the morning and then immediately rebounded. So it's clear from Wall Street's perspective who they would rather have giving advice to the president.
Right. And what do you think then are some of Gary Cohn's priorities right now? There's so much tumult in the White House. He's got to be sensitive to how markets will be responding on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's considered the White House's point man to sell their plan to cut taxes and reform the tax code. And as you mentioned, the press conference earlier this week, he was standing next to President Trump. Remember, that press conference was supposed to be about their infrastructure plans before it turned into a discussion of Charlottesville. So he's clearly at the center of taxes and infrastructure, which are two of the probably the most impactful, potentially, parts of the Trump platform as far as the economy goes.
That's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, bringing us up to speed on the fact that Gary Cohn, White House economic advisor, is still staying with the president for now. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and it comes on a day where we've got news that Steve Bannon, the White House chief strategist, is out. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, confirms that today is Bannon's last day.